This episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My name is Joe DiBiase. Chocolate-covered popcorn. Underrated snack, not known about snack. I don't know what I want here. Delicious.
And I'm Jordan Hanskin. I've never been a fan of the sweet and salty treats.
Oh, I love it.
Pick one or the other. You want like chips? Get some chips. You want a candy bar? Get a candy bar.
Do you ever have Lake Effect ice cream here in Buffalo? I think it's on Delaware. No, it's a Hurdle. They do like crazy custom ice cream, and they've got a new one. I forgot the name of it, but it's got chocolate covered potato chips in the ice cream.
Oh,
awesome.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on there.
I love it. I love multitasking.
Just get a rocky road. Just be normal.
That's what do you mean? That's like 10,000 things going on.
Yeah, but it's like they all fit. It's like, listen, what is it? Like brownie, more chocolate, some other chocolate.
Yeah, but you would have yelled at the first guy to throw all of that stuff into ice cream.
No,
you yelled at them. Like the first person to put chocolate covered peanuts in ice cream, you would have been like, "Oh, you can't do that."
Well, okay. Well, by your logic, it's like, let's just dip an Almond Joy into sour cream.
Okay, it's so funny you said that, because I know you've used that line today in other conversations, because my brother told me. So you're using recycled material here on the podcast.
I am.
I guess not recycled. Maybe you've tested it.
This is why they pay me the big bucks.
Jordan's out testing his podcast material on others before he comes on.
It worked, and I had to use it again. Also, see, there's a person, though, that listens that laughed at that, and now you spoiled it. Now they're like, oh, it's recycled.
Chocolate-covered or Almond Joy dipped in sour cream also is the most vile thing I've ever heard in my life. that is disgusting. It's Locked On Sabres podcast following the Sabres. What's the final score? 3-1 to the New York Rangers, still in last place. They've had opportunities to dig themselves out of last place in recent days for the first time since the first week of March, but Jordan's Devils keep winning here. They're not Jordan's Devils. You wouldn't know that. Jordan had a parlay that was ruined by the Devils.
By the Devils of all teams.
So they're the opposite of your Devils. Yeah, so they won 6-4 against the Flyers. That was a crazy high-scoring game. The Sabres are still in last place, 3-1 loss to the New York Rangers. This was a high-event game. Scoring chances were through the roof. The Sabres had 28 to the Rangers 23. High-danger chances were 17 for the Sabres, 13 for the Rangers. Expected goals was 3.18 versus 2.53 for the Rangers. That's a very high total for both of those numbers. So you only get 4 goals, but I thought there was a lot of action up and down the ice. You had some nice goals in this game. Reinhardt with another beauty snipe. I mean, it's amazing to me how far his shot has come since the beginning of his career, when he could really only score from the front of the net. And now he's got an open shot in the high slot, and it's like money every time from this guy. And then on the other side, Alexis Lafreniere, who we seem to talk about the most on this podcast whenever a Jack Eichel trade rumor comes up, had a great finish on his goal that put the Rangers up 2 goals late in the third period. I thought overall entertaining game, though.
Yeah, it was fine. I thought there were a lot of like missed opportunities for the Sabres, which maybe led to more frustration for me. But yeah, it was back and forth. There's a lot of speed I saw from both teams through the neutral zone. They wanted to push the pace. I thought the goaltending on both sides was pretty strong. Yep. I think Shesterkin, that's kind of what you expect from him. I think he's gotten better and better as the year's gone on. And Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in the second start, I think, once again showed flashes of the high-profile prospect that we all expect him to be.
Yep, the side-to-side save that actually he makes the save on Adam Fox. We're pretty sure that hit him in the head, right?
He's it did, yeah.
On that one. So yeah, he looked like good side to side quickness there. There's still some rough spots. He looks a little uncomfortable with shots along the ice to me still. I wonder if that's a result of his hip surgery, double hip surgery that he had. But I agree. I thought Lukanen was pretty strong. I think he should continue to stay in the net. If he's not going to embarrass himself, and if he's even going to look good, which I would say through two games he has, I would say he's looked good. Not great, but good. Then I think his being this young and it's finding out stuff season, I would like to see Lukanen continue to start going forward. The Sabres don't have back-to-back games in their next couple coming up. So you got a day in between. Tokarski has kind of fallen back down as the AHL goaltender that we all know he is. Let's see Lukanen. Let's just give him the net, get him some minutes here, get him some games, see how he continues to go. I like Lukanen a lot for this. Another moment in this game, Dylan Cousins stands up for Drake Caggiula, who got hit along the boards. Feel like that's something that's more up your alley, but I like seeing that from Cousins. You know that guy's got, you know, leadership traits. I mean, you could just see it in him.
We got to start thinking about C revoking.
Seat revoking? How do you mean by that?
C revoking.
Oh, C revoking. You can't take the C from Michael.
But why not?
You could trade him, but
that would probably be the last straw.
Yeah. You think the Sabres trying to convince him to stay and be happy? He's like, well, we're also, by the way, like after the meeting where they convince like to stay, they're like, hey, just one more little thing. It's no big deal.
Can you leave that C at the desk, please?
Yeah. Could you leave the C here?
And send the workhorse from Whitehorse in after you?
Yeah. Tell Dylan he's good to come in after.
No, but in all seriousness, I think Drake Caggiula. Wow. No, Dylan Cousins. I think Dylan Cousins has a ton of leadership capability on this team. He just seems like that guy. Now, whether it's, you know, he's the rookie trying to prove himself and how long is he going to keep doing that remains to be seen. But he does a lot of stuff right. He did, you know, make a bad turnover in his own end. But like, I just love the way he plays. I just love like the hustle, the energy. He's the type of guy that you kind of want or that you trust when you're on a losing team with a losing culture. That's the type of guy that changes the culture from a losing culture to a winning one. Cause he knows how to do the right things and he leads by example, which I like. Not to say Eichel necessarily doesn't, but Eichel's a different player than that. Like Eichel is not a stellar defensive player. He's an offensive juggernaut. He's one of the best offensive players in the league. And I don't think that his game necessarily shows like that hustle, effort, energy, like stuff like that on both ends of the ice, the way that Cousins just looks. Little different games.
Yeah. Otherwise, from this game, I'm not sure there's a lot of other takeaways. There's not a ton of interesting stuff happening with the Sabres right now. And really, it's because they're not as hot as they were at one point under Don Granato. They're not as terrible as they were under Ralph Kruger at the middle of the season. Like, one thing about that losing streak that I'll always remember about this season is it actually made the season for me and you easier to talk about because it was the only interesting thing happening with them for like a month was just, you know, oh my God, how long is this going to go on for? And right now, like they're average. They're 4-5-1 in their last 10. They're good under Granato. I mean, the same things are happening over and over every night, and they're good things too. Like Mittelstadt every night to me looks strong. Thompson looks competent every single night. Dahlin and Joki Haru look great. And you're getting some new faces. Like we could talk about Will Borgen here. We could talk about Matias Samuelsson. Samuelsson, who I have never been a fan of, he looked quicker in this game to me than others. I don't know why that was, but there were a couple of moments where I'm like, wow, I didn't think he could move like that. And I still think overall, he's not ever going to be a fast enough defenseman for my taste. Borgen is. Borgen has similar size, big physical guy, but I think Borgen can really move. And I was impressed by him again tonight. He did not play in the Sabres last game because Granato even said it. Like, he missed 30 games. You know, we didn't want to play him on a back-to-back. We didn't want to just throw everything on his plate. We wanted to make sure he had a night to rest and he didn't get overworked just coming back. So he gets back in the lineup tonight over Colin Miller. And I liked Borgen a lot. And he, I was hoping would get back on the ice and continue to play well, because I am worried that they will choose Ristolainen over Borgen in the expansion draft, even though it's very likely that Ristolainen will not re-sign here after next year. So I don't know if you want to touch on that, but to me, I like seeing Borgen in the lineup because it reaffirms my thought that like you got to protect that guy in the expansion draft.
I've been thinking a lot about the expansion draft recently. So you think that Borgen is... Do you think Borgen's the most likely guy? If they exposed him, would he be the most likely guy that Seattle would take?
I think so. I mean, if we just run through it right now real quick, I'll bring up the Seattle expansion draft page where you get to
keep... I was thinking it would be like Bjork or something like that.
Okay. Bjork's a possibility. I think the Sabres would be able to protect him though. Would they not? Because they've not had the big forward groups. I'm looking at it right now. If they wanted to, you need to keep seven forwards. Eichel, Skinner is a must because he's a no movement clause. You have to protect him. Right. Reinhardt and Olofsson. So I'm at four. And then I've got to find three other players. Actually, you know what? Maybe I do get to Bjork here. Maybe you're right, because Mittelstadt I'm protecting.
I think you have to do Mittelstadt in your
Thompson.
Ackland and Tage.
And you're right. Then in that situation, I am exposing Bjork. But then
would you be tempted to expose Tage Thompson? Ooh. Or do you think Bjork's? I think Tage Thompson. You could make a case of valuable. It's a tough call, right?
I know.
I got hung up on it. Like this is like a toss up.
Bjork's look good for the Sabres.
He's fast. I like him. He's
fast.
He's so fast.
I guess I'd go Thompson, but I don't like it because I don't love Thompson as a player, and I have not seen anything that negative from Bjork so far, but there's enough sample from Bjork in Boston to me that I'd be worried that he could ever be anything more than a bottom six player, and I'm pretty damn sure Thompson's not going to be anything more than a bottom six player too, but he's got the physical traits, you know? It's NFL draft week, and everyone bringing up Josh Allen 3 years ago has got me thinking about like how I was so wrong on Josh Allen, and like Thompson's world
was so wrong.
I know, right? The Bills,
except for me,
the Bills were even wrong on Josh Allen.
The Bills were kind of even wrong about Josh Allen
because they did not have him number one on their board. But Thompson to me is like kind of like 6'7" speed. Like he's still only 23. Like, do I want to give up on that yet? I would lean towards keeping him over Bjork, I guess.
Yeah. So that was a tough call for me.
Your question more, though, like on who would Seattle take? Because on the blue line, let's say they did go Dahlin, Jokiharju, Ristolainen. If I were Seattle, I would take Borgen. But I don't think they have to. I think it would be close between Bjork and Borgen. I would go with Borgen just because I think, you know, there's less NHL sample size. But he was kind of a late bloomer as a prospect. And I wouldn't want to hold his draft status against him, and I wouldn't want to hold his minor league experience. The Sabres keep guys in the minors way too long with everybody. So I might want to think, hey, this is a guy Buffalo just didn't know what they had. And by the time they finally did realize what they had, well, they didn't want to protect him. So I'm going to take Borgen.
I think the savvy move, though, is what you said. I think you protect Borgen and you dare them to take Risto, which they probably wouldn't do.
Well,
because the contract, but
I wouldn't expose Ristolainen for nothing. I would trade him before you ever get to that, because even if it's Taylor Hall package, like everyone knows you got to move him, you know, and you have to take something small. I'm getting a second round pick and a prospect, you know, like I'm getting something for Rasmus Ristolainen. So I would move him before the expansion draft. I kind of wish they did it at the deadline, but there is still time to do it in the off season. They'll have like 2 months. Do it. So I think the savviest move would be you protect Borgen, you understand that Ristolainen is gone in 82 games anyway, so let's move him now and just get what we can.
It's learning from Botterill's mistake. They should have did that with Leonard.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
If they knew that he wasn't going to be around.
That's right. If they knew, they had the right there too, because he was an RFA. You know, like they could have kept him and they didn't. Ristolainen's a UFA. Like they have no control on that situation.
Right.
All right. Well, when we come back, I've got a fun, while we're on the expansion draft here, I wanted to, the last time we talked expansion draft, bring up my my expansion draft plan. We've not talked about this on the podcast, right? You know what it was? Locked on NHL. After the Super League happened, that it came up. So when we come back, I got an expansion proposal that if you follow me on Twitter, you might have seen me tweet about. I want to go through that with Jordan, see what he thinks of it. When we come back on the Locked on Sabres podcast.
RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate, quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
This episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com.
A word for BetOnline, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Sabre games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On.
Welcome back to the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin. Tomorrow, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft April 29th through May 1st. Sabres lose to the New York Rangers by a score of 3-1. Their only goal scored by Sam Reinhart, a pretty power play goal at the end of the second period. Casey Mittelstadt picks up the primary assist on that goal. In fact, the only assist on that goal. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, 38 saves on 41 shots against. He looked really strong in his second game for the Sabres in his career. Good fight by Dylan Cousins, sticking up for Drake Caggiula. And so that's basically what happened in the game on Tuesday night. So we kind of went to the break there talking about the Seattle expansion draft, and this gives me an opportunity to bring up one of my favorite sports ideas that I have had myself. And it came up on the national podcast last week because we did a little exercise where, because like Jordan knows, me and Jordan are both soccer fans, the 12 biggest soccer clubs in Europe last week decided they were going to create a Super League to replace the Champions League. It basically existed for 36 hours, and then it was over because everybody bailed. They didn't want to deal with the PR. There was talk that maybe there were bribes offered to the Premier League teams, and it was basically over. So we got to talking on the national show about, all right, if 10 teams in the NHL were going to split off and say, we make all the money here, we're going to go do our own thing. You know, we got to Toronto and Montreal and the Rangers and, you know, the Bruins. Like, we went through that. But I brought up an expansion idea that I've had for the NHL for about a year now that would create relegation in the NHL. Have you seen this before that from me?
I actually missed it. Okay. I'm excited. I'm getting a cold turkey so I get my honest thoughts.
Perfect. Perfect. So basically what my idea is, because as someone that loves soccer, I love relegation and I want to implement that in some way, in some form in North American sports. And I think North American sports is just so designed in the opposite direction that it's never going to work. But I think I found one path that kind of makes sense for the NHL to do it. And it does need more expansion because I think that's inevitable, though, right? Like, you look at the last 40 years, the NHL is adding two teams every 10 years, like on average, you know? So, and even sometimes more than that, like in the early the 90s, they added maybe five or six teams. So it's like, okay, 40 years from now, is the NHL going to end up getting to 40 teams? Like how many before they draw a line in the sand and like, this is it, we're done. Cause I'm not sure they'll ever get there. I think if someone's offering them these massive $1 billion expansion fees, you know, like they're just going to take the money. So my idea is, I'll get to it here. You expand by adding eight more teams to the NHL. You find eight cities that have shown NHL interest in the past or have NHL arenas. So Quebec City has been trying to bring a team back since the Nordiques left. Hartford has been trying to bring a team back. Portland tried to acquire the Sabres once upon a time. So Portland, Oregon. Cleveland used to have an NHL team and they have an NHL arena. Kansas City tried to get the Penguins way back when. They have an NHL arena. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, kind of a small market. Not sure I want to go that far, but they built an NHL arena trying to get one of their own. We know there's an NHL arena that was trying to be built in Markham, Ontario, basically a second Toronto team. And I think Toronto is easily the one city that could sustain two hockey teams. So I think you find your way to eight more teams. You bring your total to 40, and then you split it down the middle. You split it into two NHLs. An NHL A and an NHL B. And the bottom three teams of the NHL A each year go down to the NHL B. The top three teams of NHL B go up to NHL A. And if you want, you can do the thing that the Bundesliga does in German soccer, where you get the fourth worst team from the top and the fourth best team from the bottom. They play a series. Winner goes to the top league or stays in.
From the top first-hand league. Perspective, that is the most epic like game.
Yeah.
It's literally the fight for survival. It is awesome.
I love that. So that's my idea. It's a way to get relegation. It's a way to make it worth it for the NHL because of all the money they would make from those expansion fees. And you're avoiding having to try to do it with the AHL because that makes no sense. You know, like you've got the farm system between the NHL and AHL guys. You've got lower quality arenas. Like this is... Everyone is still in the NHL, technically. Everyone's got NHL facilities, and everyone is able to pay NHL salaries. But you've got a bottom tier. What do you think of my idea?
I like it. I think the soccer system has like one great perk to it, and it is this idea of relegation and promotion, is that your destiny is fully in your own hands. You play well, you fight, and you put in good effort all year long. And if you make it, you're just like, you don't even need to be good. You just need to be better than the other three. So it makes the entire season important to the end. Tanking doesn't exist in European sports. And I think it makes for a better product. I think like while the tank was smart for Buffalo in 2015, it's something that you wish didn't happen or didn't have to happen, but right. That's the system that we created. Like it's like we are the Sabres did what is smart in the system, but is it something that you should want in sports? Absolutely not. That's like the least competitive thing in the world is like, oh, my team stinks. I'm not going to try anymore. Imagine if we did that in like a pickup basketball game. Yeah. Or like, you know, like in your beer league hockey team. Like mm-hmm. that's such a joke. It's such a pathetic, like it's such a pathetic thing just in general. It's like trying to lose because the system makes it where losing is rewarded. Mm-hmm. I think that like the relegation totally solves that because if you lose money. NHLA, so to speak, would have so much more money involved, and it would be a lot cooler. Like I love the idea of like the smaller markets starting off maybe in the B and then working their way up. Like I like the idea a lot.
Also it kind of like I think the first feedback I got on this idea on Twitter was, well, that means the Sabres would be in the bottom league for the last 10 years, huh? But honestly, wouldn't that make the games more interesting? Like instead of the Sabres,
we'd be a lot better.
We'd be a lot better. And instead of, well, the season's over by January, it's like, all right, you got to race to get up to the top league year after year, or at least some of those years. You would still have 20 teams in that league. So maybe they'd be the worst team of those two. But, you know, like you might have more interesting seasons because the Sabres would be fighting for something that's not just making it into the playoffs. I threw a couple other my own ideas in there. Like I had the winner of the B League in the regular season qualifying for the Stanley Cup playoffs as like a 12 seed or something. I still had playoffs. I know soccer doesn't have that. It was just an idea I threw out there, and Seattle expansion kind of got me thinking of that because
I mean,
again,
I,
at some point they're going to have to say we can't expand anymore. Like 40 teams, like they'll get there at some point if they keep
in a weird way. I do think there's like trends heading this way. The NBA has been like flirting with all like the soccer style things where they're like, we have the NBA championship, we have the NBA finals, the main trophy that we have with the playoffs, game 7-game series and all that stuff. But then I remember they were talking about that single elimination tournament they just have in the during the season too, which is a soccer staple. If people aren't familiar with that, it's just like they have the one tournament where you have like the main league, the Premier League, and then like there's another tournament where it's single elimination throughout the year where the Premier League teams can play the teams from the bottom leagues. So the NHL could do that with your system too, is like just have like a knockout rounds with teams in A and B randomly playing each other throughout the year. Like you have like the big draw, the big reveal, who are we playing in this round? And then like it goes on for that. So teams are always kind of playing for something unless you're really bad and you get knocked out of that tournament and you're really bad in your league too. But like, it just makes it so there's more stuff to play for. Now, it is like there is a lot to follow as a fan. It requires a little bit more focus and commitment. But I do think that it just makes the seasons a lot more interesting. You could always get creative, too, with start playing. Oh, let's play the best team in the K, Champions League.
Yeah. Yes. I like that, too. Yeah, I think you're right to bring up the NBA. They are the league that if anyone does it, it'll be them.
Well, they're like the guinea pig. They're like the willing guinea pig of all these things.
Hockey is
usually not.
The NBA is so they'd be more willing to do it. The structure of the sport in the NBA, though, it makes less sense for them because it's about like 12 players in the league. Like the whole season comes down to 12 players in the league, and like that is not a sport that needs more dilution for their talent. Whereas hockey, you know, I also don't love that part of it. Like them adding, if I'm adding 8 teams, you know, that is what? That's 160 more players into the NHL. But of all the sports, like they're the ones with the parity. They're the ones with more roster building, like where the trades matter more, the draft picks matter more. They're a sport where on the ice, I feel like it could work. But they're also the sport that would be the least willing to do it. They're the most conservative.
I think hockey, the two sports that would be the best for it are the ones that like wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
It's hockey and baseball. I think baseball would be electric too. If a Triple A team won, and they have to play like the Yankees have to go play in Scranton, how awesome would that be? I'd tune in for Yankees Scranton versus Scranton or the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I'm so in for that. And I think the minor league system in baseball is getting gutted right now. So I think that who knows? Who knows what the future will hold? I think America needs to be more creative with sports.
It's funny, as we're talking, I just saw from Amy Dash, that's WFAN. She just tweeted a story. No, SI. She's SI. She just tweeted a story that Rob Manfred is talking about MLB expansion and that fees would be $2.2 billion. So Major League Baseball maybe is looking to expand also.
Does Buffalo have it in them? 2.2? Terry's got 2.2.
I don't think Terry's got two. How much land?
The trifecta.
Didn't he have to sell a crap ton of land to be able to even fund the Bills to buy them?
He said he'll just drill more if he needs to.
I know. I don't think that's really available to him right now, though. I don't think anybody in Buffalo's got the chops for 2.2 billion.
What's Golisano up to? Call him.
He
doesn't make Golisano that. Might. Does he? You might. I don't
how
know.
How much did he make? How much did he make from the Sabres?
Not that much.
Not 2.2 billion. No, that's right.
Not even close.
150 million.
Yeah, so he just close. Needs like he just needs
like Josh Allen's contract.
Does he need 20 more of those?
Yeah, right. 20 more Sabres or 20 more Josh Allens. Maybe Josh Allen could do it when he gets his contract extension. Everyone, let's pitch in. Let's get a bunch of people. All right. This is not Saber related in any way, shape, or form, but I just wanted to talk about it with you here on the podcast. Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather has been announced for June 6th. Thoughts?
I don't have a ton. I don't think he'll win. I don't think he'll win, but it would be so funny if he did. Think of all the people that Floyd Mayweather has beaten. Mm-hmm. If he just lost to Logan Paul, that Logan Paul was the one that ended the reign that Floyd Mayweather had. His perfect record is destroyed by Logan Paul. It would just be so good.
And Logan Paul's not even the good one. Paul, what's Jake Paul? 4-0, 5-0. He's fighting, and retired NBA players and gym teachers. But Logan Paul is 0-1, and he lost to a fellow YouTube star, KSI. So, this is Mayweather's. I mean, give it to him. He's a train robber. He's going to sell something to you that he has no chance of losing. He won't even take on the better Paul. He's taking on the bad one, but no one cares. No one knows. It's just the Paul last name is all that is selling at this point. I hate boxing right now. I hate Floyd Mayweather.
Boxing has turned into a circus performance.
Right. That's what it is.
Let's just watch goofy weirdo celebrities fight people now.
That was a good point on the Levitard show. Mike Ryan was really into the Jake Paul and Ben Askren card because there was a bunch of stuff before it. Snoop Dogg did a performance. The Black Keys had a concert. He labeled it there was just a grab bag of content that came before Jake Paul and Ben Askren. So I'm in for that. Can we get a par 3 contest before Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather? Can we get an arm wrestling match between an NFL stars? I don't know. I'm in for anything, but that's the circus. The circus is fine. When it gets to the actual boxing match and it's guys that are 0-1, it's come on. Why are we doing this? I hate it. I hate it. So, yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Again, it's Locked On Sabres. Finn's barking in the background, so I got to get going here. They lost 3-1, by the way, if you missed it from earlier, recap. 3-1 loss to the hands of the New York Rangers. The Sabres will next be in action on Thursday night against the Boston Bruins. Me and Jordan, I can guarantee you, will not be watching that game live because the NFL draft will be happening. So you'll have to wait a little longer, but we'll get a recap to you on Friday. at some point here on Locked On Sabres. So thanks everybody for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow. It's been the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.